The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
First brach of Shmoneh Esrei, and Zochrinu L'chaim. Shalom Uvracha. Moch Hashem, Lezeicha, make all the achronas to the Maimir HaGodun, Oy Midlif Ne'amelech, standing in front of Kodesh Bohu, and saying, Boch Ato Hashem, the Boch Ato Hashem of Shmoneh Esrei, has an even deeper mashmoit, deeper meaning, deeper feeling than every Boch Ato that we say, because we're mamish, Ato, in front of you, speaking to Kodesh Bohu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Rebbeinu Shel Hashemai, Boch Ato, Boch Ata Hamakol Shokol HaBrochus. Everything in this world is from you, Ato. And I'm right in front of you, spoken directly to you. Hashem, Shem Avaya, also makes everything. Hoy Hoy V'Yiyeh, Adonai Hakol, but specifically Midas HaRachamim. Those three words are the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, and the theme of the entire Rosh Hashanah. The whole Rosh Hashanah is to Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is the Melech HaOlam. He created everything, he sustains everything, and he controls everything. When I say that word Baruch, and we say it so many times a day, at least one time when we start Shemoneh Esrei, or a few times a year, be it Rosh Hashanah, when I say that Baruch, you are the Shoyish, the Mekor of Kol HaBrochos, you are the Mashpia, everything is from you. And we've gone through the world and made so many mistakes because we subconsciously believe that we run the world. How many opportunities we had, we didn't take advantage of because we were running after our personal desires, not after the Ratzon Hashem. How much frustration we had in the course of the year because we wanted things to go our way and didn't realize it. Doesn't have to go our way. We have to do our shtadlus. But the way it happens in the end is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch, everything is from you. Ato, you're always with me. I could talk to you directly. Hashem. Mahav HaKol. The fact that everything is existing this second is because Hashem is giving continued Havaya. Continued ability to exist. And you're the Hashem HaRachmo. Baruch Ato Hashem. Elokeinu, like we said many times, conjugated, our God, not just the God that's out there, our God. He doesn't belong to us, but he interacts directly with us. This is where bringing this out, the first few words of Shemoneh Esrei, putting everything into position, peeling away all the Olam HaSheker, Olam HaDimyonos, the fantasy world that we live in. Everybody running after Elili Kasper, Vekili Zola. In the olden days, there were gods of silver and gold. Today, we also have those gods. It's not, it doesn't look like a figurine, but it's people in their minds. I want the wealth. I want this. I want the power. I want things my way. I want, or the other way around. I can't do this. Too much for me. Impossible. All the different Yetzirah that exist. We're for a few seconds just stopping and waking up. I just had Hashem's foresight, Tiftach. I've realized even my ability to talk in front of you is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'll continue above everything. The fact that I'm able to talk to you, stand in front of you. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Kol HaLashon.
Hashem HaRachamon. And when I'm saying Baruch Ato, I'm not just standing up. There are four times in the Shemoneh Esrei that we bow down. Twice in the first bracha and twice in the bracha of Moedim, the beginning and the end. And the first time, this is introduction, when I say that Baruch, I bend down. You're supposed to bend down with your knees. Listen to Berkayim. The knees are the joints which bend us down. The idea of bending oneself down is recognizing I'm not running the world. Somebody's zokuf, standing up, upright. He thinks he's running the world. The person bends down to somebody else, he shows subjugating himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I'm saying that word, it's not just the mikra that I'm bending my legs and I'm saying the word Baruch at the same time. But the word Baruch is saying out, expressing my subjugation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my recognition that everything is for Him, not for me. And therefore, it's so perfectly matim to bend down. Once I recognize that everything is His, then I have the schus to stand up and face to face kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu after. That's where we stand up afterwards. That's the mabitzah and others for. I have to say that. I first put everything in Hashem's hands. And with my words and with my even my physical body, my virkayim, I bend down. And then I position myself properly in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem says, you recognize what I am. I'm a melech olam, but I'm also Ovinu Malkeinu. Your father can stand in front of me, talk in front of me, and that's where we stand off. And then we recognize with the fact that nothing is ours, we're all totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Alfa Rachman. And the whole Rachmanis, everything is a Rachman. Even the Rosh Hashanah, that's why we have the Gilu B'Rodha. This Rodha, this awe, this fear, our life is on the line. But Gilu, we can be happy. We have to feel that happy. When I say that word Ato, the right way to do this thing is Mala Simcha. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Hashem is so close to me. Rachman Hashem, Elikeinu. The God of our forefathers, the connection between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu from the times of the Ovis HaKadosh until this very day. We are his special beloved nation, and I am his special beloved child, son or daughter. So, like I said, if you can't do it all year round, at least you could try to do sometimes. I say it's my truth and Rosh Hashanah to try to make this real, its first bracha, which is the most important bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. And like we said, Hashem's Fosai Tiftach is in the beginning, Pi Yaget Tilo Secha. That is what the Shemoneh Esrei is all about. The Tilos Hashem, the praises of Hashem, these are the praises we're saying. We recognize that everything's in your hand. But with that, you're so close to us, you're Rachman us, and you're special Shgoch on us, and you're special Shgoch on Kalal Yisrael throughout history, from the time of us. Says in the Rosh that the Malchus, we don't say the word Melech Olam in the first Bible Shemoneh Esrei, but one of the Pirushim is that when we say the Kei Avram, that is Malchus, because Avram was the one who spread the word of Hashem to everybody and the belief in Hashem to everybody. He made the world aware that the Melech Olam. That's what Avram did. Everyone was saying Kei Avram, Yisrael, Kei Yaakov, not just saying, well, we had great grandfathers, but we also, extension of that, we also want to be able to be Mamlech Hashem. The special kavana we can have, and the Yom Le'Yom Yom Tzeis Mitzvah, Yes Hashem, we'll continue with this bracha tomorrow. Kultur.
The shir you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol Halashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol Halashon.